Nyamagachute yalengetini yafayavuga ngosuku lwesithathu. Sikhonze ngonyamagachute yalengetini yafayavuga ngosuku lwesithathu. UJesu vukile uyaphila.
Welcome to the Training in Economic Discipleship based around 10 Biblical Principles of Kingdom Economics. This will be delivered with 30 podcasts or MP3s, beginning with a one-day or two-day consultation and finishing with a reporting back one day where you bring back your stories based on your evaluation. Session 7 is about the Jubilee and the Sabbath. And this comes from Leviticus chapter 23 and Leviticus 25. In Leviticus 23, it says there are 6 days when you may work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of rest, a day of sacred assembly. You're not to do any work wherever you live. It is a Sabbath to the Lord. With 10 principles of economic discipleship, and one of those principles is work and rest. And in the last podcast, we looked at work in the book of Genesis, and now we turn to Leviticus to further develop the idea of the Sabbath, which was significant in Genesis chapter 1, but here it's expanded into a social structure for the land of Israel. We were thinking in the last session that work without rest is one of the major sins that God warned about. The Sabbath was instituted not only as a symbol of the covenant between God and his people, but it was also a time to reflect and rest, and to assemble. The Sabbath was established by God as a day of rest. Rest is a time of reflection on the week. It's out of this reflection that worship is naturally brought out and later established in the New Testament. Rest must include worship because we need not only to rest our physical body, but our soul. And more than that, the scriptures teach that the soil needs to be rested and the whole of society needs to rest. So the Sabbath is a place of recreation of the soil, of the soul, of the society. God's rest was a reflection on his work and reflecting that it was good. Our rest is a reflection on God's provision and his work as it is combined with our work and our obedience. It results in worshiping God because it's all good. So his overall plan is that there is an established pattern, a rhythm between work and rest throughout our lives. Neither are complete by themselves. There's good in rest and refreshment and in production and work. The two are the natural fruit of obedience to and worship of God. When I sit at home on the Sunday in my rocking chair and close my eyes, I listen to my kids, "Dad, I need some money for this. Dad, can you help me with this?" And I just keep my eyes closed, pretending I am asleep. And my wife calls out, "I need you to go and get some milk for the dinner." And I keep my eyes closed, sound asleep. And nothing depends on me. During the week, everything depends on me. By Friday, I've become a big man. Very important. Everybody's asking for decisions on this and that. I'm so proud of all that I've done. But on the Sabbath, in resting, I begin to shrink back to my real size and realize that it's all his work, his doing, and I'm just a small piece in all of his handiwork. And life doesn't depend on me, it depends on him. And so rest is a key to a lifestyle of humility, as well as to a lifestyle of creativity. For as I'm resting, doing nothing, achieving nothing, into my mind crowd new ideas, new thoughts. And those who rest are those who are creative. If you work and work and work, you lose your creativity. So perhaps that's why God also rested, so that he had more ideas for the next 7 days. It only tells us of those first 7 days. But what is he doing now? Now we would come to this passage in Leviticus 25, and it's a long passage, so I'd suggest you take a break and get your Bible and read through Leviticus 25. The first passage is verse 1 to 7, which is on the Sabbath,